not only chronicle racist ideas, but I also wanted to chronicle the ideas that were challenging those racist ideas. And I realized that the producers of those racist ideas were typically naming those ideas not racist. And so I knew I couldn't name those oppositional ideas not racist. So I realized that a better term was anti-racist. And so I chronicled this history of racist and anti-racist ideas. And when I would speak about STAMP from the beginning, I would urge people to adopt more anti-racist ideas, to be anti-racist. And oftentimes people would be like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I'm not racist. I've been taught to be not racist. You know, explain to me more about what it means to be an anti-racist. How can I be an anti-racist? And the more they asked me that question, the more I realized I needed to answer it.
And what is the answer to that question for those that don't know? How do you see the difference between someone who's not racist and someone who's an anti-racist?
Well, I think first it's critical for people to understand the history of that phrase, that term, not racist. And really it has historically and commonly been a term of denial, a term that really had no meaning other than for the individual to say, no, I'm not racist, no matter what idea they just said, no matter what policy they supported. And so it really has no meaning. But anti-racist has a very clear meaning. When someone is anti-racist, they're expressing notions of racial equality. When someone is anti-racist, they're supporting policies with their action that lead to racial equity and justice. And when someone is striving to be anti-racist, in those times in which they slip up and say something that's racist or even support a racist policy, they admit it, they confess it, as opposed to deny it.
It's clearly really hard for people to look at themselves and admit when they've said something racist or that they're being racist. So you really start off the book by looking at yourself and that process for you. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I knew that the heartbeat of anti-racism is confession, is us having the courage to look at ourselves for what we are, and for us to take an accounting of our racist ideas, for us to take an accounting of the times in which we support racist policies, and to admit that. Because we can't even begin the process of changing if we first don't admit what we are. And it's an everyday process of sort of unlearning how we've been nurtured and beginning to really see the problem as policy and power as opposed to people.
Does the process of unlearning that continue, you think, for a lifetime? Or did you feel like there was a point where you felt like you unlearned it?
You know, I've written several books on racism, and I still feel as if I'm learning. And I still feel as if it's an everyday process for me. And despite, you know, intimately knowing the architecture of racism and despite studying the entire history of racist ideas, you know, it's still a struggle for me. So I'm sure it's going to be a struggle for other people.